under 7 permitted, not permitted without parent. Old enough to die for our country, but we can't legally drink. Old enough to kill for our country, but we can't legally drink. Guess I'm just confused.
Okay, I guess so. With me in the studios, and this is when we have to do those exorcist bits where you twist your head around to talk to the guy, is John Sanborn of Satan's Cheerleaders, also Nelson Rowe, the two men responsible for what you just heard. And this is from their cassette on Unsound Music called Arse Backwards, the second cassette. And why don't I turn your mic on here so we can hear you? How about talking now?
Hey, Schmel, ni schnibber ni.
Okay.
That's John practicing French. He likes France. They love us in France.
I hear he's running for president also.
Yeah, he's running for president, as a matter of fact, of the Screen Actors Guild.
I'm ambitious.
Okay, why don't we talk about the cassette? What made you release
Which one?
Arse Backwards.
Arse Backwards.
Yes, after the success of Created in Your Image, which was on Maximum Rock and Roll's Top 100 of 83 or something.
It was an inbuilt death wish. But, yeah.
No, what?
Well, you know what I'm saying? You go ahead. We just wanted to get out, you know, our origins. Because we really started off as just, you know, total...
strange rock.
Yeah.
Pile of
moving fungus, yeah. You know.
A lot of people expected something more like Created in Your Image when we released it. It's like really just, as the title implies, more stuff that they were doing before they met us.
So we didn't really know what we were doing.
Yeah.
Why did you go change them? What was wrong with their sound?
Everybody's in line for goddamn good reasons.
Because it says on here... it's a compilation of early incantations by Satan's Cheerleaders, Cultural Hell as a Habit, and accept this tape in the spirit of good sportsmanship in which it was intended.
Well, that sums it up.
We weren't Satan's Cheerleaders at the time. We were that annoying Static Kling.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we called ourselves.
So what made you change from a duo to a four-piece?
One day, we just went down to Jeff's basement.
Down the street, and
where many groups have formed. But, and like, we were just, you know, going through a few of the semi-rehearsed songs with Ron, the drummer, and it worked.
It sounded really good when I first met them. I really liked the stuff that they were doing. I thought it had a lot of potential, and Ron and I wanted to, you know, do other things too, so we decided that we'd hook up with them.
Now, it seems that John's a pretty prolific songwriter. Some of the, reading some of the lyrics of his songs, where do you get some of the inspiration?
Supermarket.
Supermarket.
We buy it by the pound.
Late nights in the bathtub, you know, things like that.
Now, a lot of this made up as Nelson was playing, because once in a while on the tape you hear, you're going too slow, speed it up so I can sing.
Yeah. Well, that's when we're, you know, I don't know.
It just had to be fast. It could have gone
through fungus
somewhere, but we didn't take it.
Yeah, I mean, some of that, especially the Ass Backwards, we were just one night, and we were just hanging out.
Kinda.
Yeah, we had an existential neurosis and just falling apart. And we made mess all over the place and became the tape.
Okay, let's talk about... You've written, seem pretty politically active or anything like that. You wrote a letter to Maximum Rock and Roll talking about the scene.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that.
I don't know. It's more like, I don't know what you'd want to call it. I just think of it more as like social politics, like things that I see as part of like our culture or whatever, but that relates in a political sense, you know, because everything's, you know, political. Hey, we all know that, you know? And, you know, just like little details that you pick up, and from that you can put together a picture about where we're all heading and what direction you can tell and what people, you know, how our attitudes have changed without us even knowing it, you know.
This sounds, all right, well, I'll pass comment until you hear an interview.
There's so many different things on the song, so it's really hard to kind of generalize about one specific
Right. Well, you know, if anything, anyone who goes from Taco Bell and outer space to songs such as Age Requirements.
But then again, like, you're kind of, like, pointing out stuff that was well before they really became what they're kind of known for now.
But so, a lot of what they're known for now has their roots in this.
Yeah. It's, you know, they really have, you know, it's evolved, like, quite a bit.
I mean, we just heard I Remember 7th Grade from the early tape. I think we have queued up a more recent version.
I Remember 7th Grade from...
This is from Created in Your Image, right?
This is after after we were corrupted
by Jeff. So why don't we give a listen to that, and you'll hear the difference between the two sounds. Okay, there's
that says it all.
That's like a before and after conversion there from
take that with her.
Nelson song.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah. I wrote it one day after Star Blazers, as I said the last time I was here. And it was either Star Blazers or Speed Racer, one or the other.
And, like, inspirational.
And I remember some counselor or something at my school said, all these kids walking around to have hard-ons and everything. So I said, hey, and I wrote the song about it, basically, and, like, all the horrors of 7th grade, my worst year of my life.
It's a traumatic experience.
Yeah, one of the things I always liked was being counseled by these counselors, and here they are trying to guide you into a career, and the best they could attain would be counselor, career counselor in a junior high school. I mean, if that's the best they can do, how can they, you know, counsel you?
Why don't you own an oil refinery?
Great physicist.
Really?
I don't know. My parents said the same thing. I didn't listen to them.
That explains it.
But John's that's in college right now. He got accepted. And
He's smart.
Yeah.
Talk a little,
John. You know.
Well, yeah. I read some books, and now I have a promising career.
Aren't you going to be a civil engineer?
That's right. And I meet a lot of fun people. I know.
Building bridges.
So what's this do to the band? Having you all the way up in New Paltz, is it?
New Paltz. Perchas,
same thing.
Perchas,
and Nelson's down here in Centerport, or whatever that area is.
I just sit in my basement and write music, and then when he comes down with his lyrics, it just 99% of the time it'll match. You know,
it's really sick.
They can write separately and then just get together one day, and it seems to they just have. Able to work.
Get like five songs down in an hour.
We tend to take a while more to write the tunes and stuff, whereas they, like I said, they pretty much can just come up with things pretty quickly.
Nelson, do you feel a little left out, sort of having the band split up, whereas you also play for Insanity Defense, which seems to be doing a lot more in the interim? Well, not really. There's not much happening.
Not really.
But you do have some gigs coming up then.
Yeah, that's true.
Both bands doing really just as well as each other, really.
Mm-hmm.
They just had a good show with Government Issue.
Yeah, that was really hot.
How are your ankles, John?
Oh, just fine. Just starting to bend outwards now.
For those who haven't seen the band in concert, John's ankles have to be the third wonder of the world or something like that.
He's got the sexiest ankles.
What can I say? I just walked down the street and...
trouble walking, so he tends to walk on his ankles because...
The calluses are more built up there.
Besides, yeah. it's just like a self, like, pain-inflicting thing. He likes to flog himself.
What made you go from a nice little kid in high school to doing stuff like this?
I don't know.
And I remember talking to you up at the Anthrax. He said, you're a little surprised at what you're doing nowadays.
Sometimes I just, like, where am I? You know, it's like, what am I doing in this room right now, you know? But you can't really help it. I mean, it just took off out of nowhere. And I remember just going up to the school one day, and I was, like, sitting around, like, and having nervous twitches and, like, you know, got to start making noise. And I just told Nelson, let's make a noise band. And it was just the two of us, and then...
Met Ron
and Jeff.
Too.
Yeah, and then, you know, it was so fast, we weren't even ready to do it.
Actually,
know?
We were around for, like, 6-7 months before we met them.
Yeah, on and off.
Yeah.
During, like, you know, death winter.
Yes, it pretty much, though, has just perpetuated itself, you know, like it's gone pretty far, you know, from where we actually expected it to have gone, and so.
From a spore to a fungus.
Yeah.
Now it's just this, like, ever-growing parasite that just infests our bodies. Like,
soon it would be the Black Plague. Our highest goal.
We take showers every day.
Yeah.
So what's in the future for the... Who was that I just saw? What's in the future for the band? Do you plan on doing this for the rest of your life? Or,
forever.
Yeah. Until you become an industrial engineer after...
Civil engineer. Only at night. At the full moon.
Okay, we have something else queued up from the band. I forgot what.
Oh, well, you didn't even finish answering.
What? I have some more questions. We have some more stuff to talk about.
We don't have anything. Put on the tape.
This is this is the band after they met Chef. Okay, Satan's Cheerleaders here at 90.1 FM. That's two cuts from the, what is this tape? Creator in Your Image cassette available on Unsound Music. Why don't I give the address out if I can find it on here?
P.O.
Box 216, Centerport, New York, 11721. And just write them a nice little letter saying we want the tape and include some cash. And either they'll keep the cash and not bother to send you a tape, or maybe they'll send you a tape if they feel like it. We heard Sid Takes a Holiday and Animal Functions before that. And why don't we talk about Sid Takes a Holiday, John? What's that all about?
Sid was this guy who lived next door to me. And he always used to give me Generation Dog bits when I was a little kid. And he just was a major influence on my life, so I figured I better write a song about him. I mean, he's, you know, he's just the guy next door. And he just thinks he's a wild swinging guy, but the second he's out in the sun, he shrivels up and blows away, just like...
What do you mean by that line, he shrivels up and blows away?
All of a sudden, he's just exposed. It's like, yeah, it's going to be fun, you know? I'm going to be in the sun and the surf. And all of a sudden, he lies down. It's like hard reality, and he just
people
like...
have big plans for fun.
And yeah, and it's like, all of a sudden, it's like, it hey, no substance, you know? And he's gone.
And,
we got someone staring at us from the other room. Oh my god!
With a suit on,
it's really scary.
That's the FCC.
Oh, shit! Oops, sorry about that. Oop.
Ship, you shouldn't. You
ship,
know,
yep.
Ship,
yep. Ship. I have this nautical obsession.
All right, one last question about some songs here. Why don't we talk about Teenage Abortion? Does that have any significance to you personally?
No. I'm going to pass that to Nelson.
Whose song is that?
I kind of wrote it, but nothing out of my experience. But I was just watching TV again. And kind of spend a lot of time in front of that blinking globe. But I don't know, it's kind of upsetting. You know, lot
well,
like
what was that,
this,
the last line of that you were telling me about... last line that is basically sums up the how is
kept the razor in your shoe.
Well, no one listened to
what to do.
You know, it's kind of a sad social commentary about people. This girl who wants an abortion, right, and she finds really no one that can listen to her problem.
Because also, she gets thrown out, because kind of society seeds and her parents saying, oh, the church doesn't,
like no one wants to bother with her.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't live with a daughter who's done that, you know.
Yeah.
It's like not the daughter, it's them.
Makes me cry every time I hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's about it. I don't know if you guys want any to add anything before I move on to some new business here.
Just keep consuming,
I got
babies.
New black shoe sneakers.
Yeah.
Nelson's doing well with his studies. his mom's a nice lady. And John, what about your dad?
He's a fine guy.
Okay, let's move on to what's happening with Unsound. Two shows coming up this weekend, hopefully. Let's move on.
Well.
There's a show Friday night at the Anthrax Gallery with DRI
and Satan's Cheerleaders and Sign Defense. We were supposed to have a show at Sparks. If anyone from Sparks is listening now, we really don't know if your age requirements are really going to make this show worthwhile. So we're going to try and arrange something at another club in the local area. For people who want to see us around the area, it's really tough with the clubs around here. They really do have like pretty strict age requirements, and we don't really want to bother because you know how many people are like 24, 25, you know, overage that want to bother seeing it. We're into the adolescent crowd. So and let's see what else. The Insane Defense is going to have an EP which we're about to go into the studio to record next week. We're going to start on. And that should be out by, say, June. And Satan's Cheerleaders is going to record another tape of the new stuff. And
Quest for Freedom.
Yeah, Barked. And then shortly after that, we're going to, when we recoup the money and stuff from the Insanity Defense EP, we're going to put out an EP by them sometime, I suppose, about September. So things are doing really, you know, pretty well.
Okay, one question you probably hate me for asking, what's happening with Fatal Vision?
Well, nothing's really happening with that band right now. As far as I know, it's not really going to continue. I don't really want to have to comment on it because the other members aren't here to defend themselves or whatever, so just let's suffice it to say that it hasn't worked out and we're just going to move on and continue with the other bands, and that's about it.
Okay.
I hope that was an entertaining little discussion.
All
you people out there.
Okay, maybe of interest to other bands, why don't you tell me what the Nihilistics are doing with some...
I spoke to Ron, singer from the Nihilistics tonight, and he told me that he has gotten a club which used to be known as Network and supposedly now is called Cheeks or something like that, which mainly does like heavy metal, but he's gotten them to do a hardcore night on Thursdays.
Yeah,
hardcore. Round them up, boys. And they're going to... So he says, though, that it's going to be a pretty consistent thing as far as he knows of Thursday nights. And he had offered us to do a show there probably next Thursday. I'm not sure if we're going to be, though. But it seems like it's a weekly thing, so that should be really good. So because every Thursday there should be some... like local bands, and I imagine they're going to try and get some out-of-town bands to visit and stuff, too. So I don't really know what the management's like, but yeah. Ron has been pretty influential with a lot of owners and stuff around, the club owners, more than anyone else I know. He's been able to set up a lot of good shows.
Okay.
Those guys, I'd really like to thank those guys, too, from Nihilistics, because they've been really helpful to us, and they've really been helpful to a lot of bands around the island and stuff.
All right, why don't we move on now to...
Moving
along now. This is a request. Ron's request we're getting to. Waited all evening to hear this. John, I mean. Get him
John.
And the drummer are mixed up.
John.
Ron writes the magazine, and John writes the lyrics. For John, this is Tina Turner on 90.1 FM.
Let me say the same, baby, since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is all I need. Let me be the one you come around.
say we go down to Antigua's and get some beats.
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry. Yeah, let's not take too long, though. I want to get back to the main room. I want to get back to the face break and get back.
Yeah, what do you
want
to find out?
I don't know. I was kind of wondering how that new track and heads up sounds. It kind of gives the same beat like that.
Asleep. It's time to tip. Hopefully.
90.1 FM with Violent Children.
And the movie
New Crime!
And that was Split Scene before. Everything set up there. Starting off the set, we heard from 27 Various. That's from the Burger Corpse compilation cassette. And they gave us Chico and Tex Age Talk. The Vatican Commandos from Connecticut, from their EP Just a Frisbee, gave us We're Tripping Cows. Condemned to Death. Well, for their new EP with D-Day, Violent Children, also from Connecticut, with Split Scene. So 27 Various, Vatican Commandos, Condemned to Death, and Violent Children here at 90.1 FM. And why don't I just pop this on to give me a few minutes to get everything together.
The Ministry of Truth.
Thursday at 6 p.m. Call us and talk.
The Ministry of Truth
on Radio Free Long Island.
Okay, why don't you check in tomorrow night? I don't know if that's on tomorrow or not, but I know it is on every few Thursdays once in a while. The Ministry of Truth with host Eric Corley. Why don't we go to a band live at CB's, 330-184. This is No Control, and the tape sounds really good. It must have been taken off the board or something like that. No Control from us here at 90.1 FM.
Out of my mind on Saturday night, man.
90.1 FM with Iggy Pop and the Stooges. Song 1970 from the album The Stooges. Before that, No Control from recorded live at CB's 33184. That was A Vicious Attack. Dave Marish, I guess, of WNBC TV will deliver the 8th annual Martin Buskin Lecture here at the State University of New York at Stony Brook on Monday night, April 23rd of this year. I don't know why they put the year down. I'm sure they're not going to announce this a year ahead of time. Mr. Marish, who is widely recognized as a pioneer in investigative television journalism, will speak in the Humanities Building Lecture Hall at 8 p.m. Monday, April 23rd. Martin Buskin, for those of you who don't know what the award is all about, he was education editor of Newsday and a member of the Stony Brook faculty when he died in 1976. The lecture program was established at the request of Mr. Buskin's former students and colleagues, and it's designed to bring working professionals in the field of communications here to the campus at Stony Brook. So the Martin Buskin lecture here at SUNY Stony Brook, Monday, April 23rd, with Dave Marish, Humanities Building Lecture Hall at 8 p.m. If you want the most complete and accurate listings of upcoming concerts in the USB listening area, you can tune into the Concert Billboard with Kathy Essex. That's heard every weekday at 4:30 and 10 o'clock p.m. and weekends at 7 p.m., except when she forgets to do it, as she did tonight. And I just checked downstairs. People have been calling up asking when the Clash are playing at Stony Brook. As far as I know, they're not playing here at all. They're playing at Hofstra on Saturday night. They are playing here. Mr. Tony White, who probably has less interest in the Clash as he does in the Rangers, says, yes, they are playing here. The 20th, right? 2-6. The 26th, which is a Thursday night here at SUNY Stony Brook. You can see half the band, the Clash, they are playing here at Stony Brook. That's the first I've heard of it. So if you want to see half of the band, you can come Thursday night, the 26th. Someone told me to mention when I'm going to play this, so I'm going to mention it now. This is a band from California called Plain Rap. They have a song called Punk Rock, and as I mentioned earlier, if I ever was able to have a theme song, this would be it, because the last line of the song is probably the best line ever written in a punk song. Sorry to disappoint the guys behind me, but it is really a great cut, and we'll give a listen to this. Plain Rap with Punk Rock on 90.1 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is punk rock!